You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Steelers Today on DK Pittsburgh Sports. Joined by Dale Lawley, I'm Dan Kovacevic, and we're at Heinz Field.
We are.
Why?
Well, we're outside of Heinz Field.
We're outside of Heinz Field. Why are we here?
We don't know
why this isn't being held in Latrobe, but that's another discussion for another day. Dale, today... there's still not a whole lot going on here. Let's be honest.
It's still carryover of OTAs. Tomorrow, I promise you, we can actually talk about some things that happened in the stadium. This is, OTA practice about 22 at this point, football in shorts.
And the reason we'll be able to talk about things tomorrow is that there will be fans here, which is a good thing. That's when you start heading towards some semblance of normalcy here, fans who have tickets will be allowed to come into Heinz Field. And as a result, since they're seeing everything that's happening, we'll also be able
to report what we see.
In the short term, however, today was tight ends day. They brought the tight ends over to be interviewed by us. Eric Ebron and Pat Freiermuth came over one at a time. Ebron talked about, and let's have right at this one, Dale, about how he is rededicated. He is recommitted to run blocking. I'm buying. How about you?
Yeah, we're going to decrease the federal deficit as well. Those will both happen here in the next year. Ebron's not a blocker. Don't ask him to block. He's a big receiver. That's what he is.
Yes, and always has been.
Is he a weapon? Absolutely. Can he help this team? Absolutely. But don't ask him to block Chase Young at the goal line. When you're on fourth and goal, it's just not going to happen.
No. Although, here's what he had to say about that.
Absolutely. I feel like that was something that we were all terrible at last year. As you saw, our lull in the running game, period, as a complete unit, offensive line and tight end, I feel like we all should do better, including myself. And, yeah, if you want to get paid and you want to perform and you want to be amongst the best, you got to be able to block. So, yeah, that's a pivotal part of our focus this year.
Now, I asked Ebron, I was trying to find a way to word this. Are you serious? You're going to block?
Derek, how important is it to all of the tight ends, everybody in the room, to pick up the blocking to get the running game? And why should everyone expect that it will happen?
Well, you know who our first-round pick was?
I heard.
Yeah, we don't draft first-round picks for us to not block.
I heard the second-rounder was, too.
What's that?
I mean, the
a good
tight
blocker?
End, too, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's going to continue to get better. At this level, blocking at the college level is not the same. So, definitely, he's definitely going to continue to get better and grow.
Dale, I know it's football in shorts, and I know we haven't seen anything really other than catches. And what have you seen in Freiermuth specifically? We know what – look, I don't mean to pound on Ebron here, because this is a guy who in the red zone – is a really, really good NFL tight end. No knock. And we saw that last year. But you got to be complete.
You do. And especially if you're going to play for this team, they want their tight ends to be multifaceted guys. And one of your tight ends better be able to block in addition to being a receiving threat. That's why we talked to Kevin Colbert this morning. And he said, the thing that Mike Tomlin says every time he sees Pat Freiermuth catch a ball, can you block?
Can you block?
Every time. Can you block? So,
which is really annoying, but also very Tomlin-like.
Just keep driving that point home, like, hey, that's great, but you better be able to block if you want to get on the football field.
Yeah, and here's some of what Freiermuth had to say about the emphasis on blocking.
Yeah, I mean, I was drafted because I could do both things. You know, obviously it's kind of hard to show that you can block with helmets on. So, you know, my job is to make catches, and my job is to, you know, block the ends and block linebackers, and I know that. So, you know, I've had a good first couple days of camp, but I know the real work starts tomorrow when the pads go on, and I got to prove that I can go out there and block the ends.
Last thing on tight ends, we saw, and since it was discussed, we can report it, Zach Gentry make a really nice catch. You look totally nonplussed by this. You don't like Zach Gentry.
He's a guy.
All right.
He's just a guy.
This is the insight that you want on these shows, you know?
He's bulked up a little bit. He's not the skinny former college quarterback that he was when he got here 3 years ago. It's been 3 years now. This is his third year
of the coach hovering over Gentry about the sleds. I know you've seen it a million times. I'm going to relay it to people. Tomlin will hover over Zach Gentry and expect him to murder this sled, and it never happens. He's going to be waiting forever.
You know, so that's the big thing there. You know, until they start doing that, and they haven't even done that yet because they're not in pads. Mm-hmm. You know, the pads will come on tomorrow. We'll see. Tomlin always walks over to watch the tight ends block.
Always.
It's a big part of what they do. We'll see. They got a new position coach there in Alfredo Roberts. You know, it's been James Daniels forever. We'll see if you know, bringing in a new guy can light the fire under some of these guys.
They've got a new nickname, as they were all talking about here. They're now being called, at least by themselves, the Badasses.
You can't give yourself a nickname.
You know what? That's
work.
So true. Like, in life?
Yeah.
You know, like if you're in high school and you give yourself a nickname...
You can't just suddenly say, hey, call me the Terminator. No, that doesn't work. Well, you can't do that.
On behalf of the Terminator and me, we'll be right back after this quick message.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Steelers Today. He's Dale Lawley. I'm Dan Kovacevic. And earlier this morning, Kevin Colbert spoke for the first time in training camp. Kevin Colbert speaking is a rare and semi-delightful treat.
This will be the last time that we hear from Kevin Colbert until next year's draft time.
He does some one-on-ones later along in camp.
Once the season starts, it's
done. Yeah, no, once the season starts, he shuts out. That's just a general policy.
Now, he might do some radio stuff here and there. Usually right around this time, because once he talks, he shuts it down.
Well, what was your biggest...
It's all Mike Tomlin after that.
Since this was so precious, what was your biggest takeaway from this?
That, you know, they were... I'm not going to say shocked, but mildly surprised at David DeCastro's, you know, situation. But they also used it as a springboard. If David DeCastro doesn't come in with the bum ankle... Okay, yeah, they weren't going to sign Trey Turner. But they wouldn't have gotten Melvin Ingram.
Right.
And so that allowed them to make some moves that they, you know, weren't necessarily, you know, ready to make. They would have had to make some other moves to be able to make, because that cleared up salary cap space. They put them at $13 million.
Yeah, idea of not having, or having a third edge rusher that was going to be Cassius Marsh or, you know, yeah, I'm all due respect, maybe someday – they'll be looking at Quincy Roche or someone like that. But that's not in play for a year when you need to be contending right away. And with all the heavy rotation, I don't think people realize how much the Steelers' outside linebackers, their edge rushers, go on and off the field.
It's a tough job because you're chasing a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you get Lamar Jackson on the edge, and you got to run it up and down. You're tapping out after that, so you see that a lot. It gives them that rotational guy who is not just a rotational guy. We're not talking about Anthony Ciccolo here. We're talking about a guy.
I was about to drop a Ciccolo bomb here, and the Terminator here beat me to it.
We're talking about a guy who has played at a Pro Bowl level. Uh-huh. Now, he hasn't in a couple of years. We'll see if he still has anything left in the tank. But I think if you're playing him 15 to 20 snaps per game, which is what that third outside linebacker typically mm-hmm. plays, okay, now you got something.
Yeah,
he's
going to
win some of those battles. He's a dangerous guy. I guarantee you that the other teams in the division didn't look at that and go, oh, man, forget that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is a guy with a pedigree.
No, he's a player. Swinging back to DeCastro and Colbert's comments about him, he made a reference to retirement.
Yeah, when David showed up, you know, he had an ankle problem that was bothering him. We had it looked at. You know, we decided that we were going to move on. And it takes nothing away from what David did for us in his time here. But, you know, his availability was something that we couldn't determine at that point. And, you know, we decided we had to move on. And, you know, David's will do what he needs to do. And whether he continues to play, that'll be his decision. But
I think it was a slip of the tongue.
I think so, too. Because
earlier it said, you know, we'll see where Dave.
Dave hasn't decided. Dave just flat out hasn't decided. And we're not guessing at that. We know that. Dave hasn't decided. And I, you know what? Not that David DeCastro is a guy that you leave and you start worrying about mending the fences the way you did with Troy Polamalu and so forth, but you'd like that to be something that you can work out.
Well, you know, I think at this point, and I looked it up, David DeCastro made $57 million.
Yeah, he was compensated for his efforts.
He'll be okay if he doesn't play football again. And he's a smart guy. He's got the degree from Stanford. If he wants to move on to his next thing, that's great. I think that's where they feel like he's probably what he's leaning towards. Maybe, again, that was a slip of the tongue. Maybe it was a Freudian slip of the tongue. But, yeah, I just, you know, they, you know, Kevin was very complimentary. We appreciated everything that David did for us over the years. It was just we had to make a business
decision. Had to make a call.
It's
had
a business a decision.
And it turns
they
out. We weren't going
to have him for 2 months.
Yeah, it was a good call. It was actually kind of a no-brainer in that context. One last thing before we leave you today. Ben Roethlisberger did not participate.
He wasn't here. Yeah.
And the reason for that, according to Mike Tomlin, was that it was something that was personal based. Don't read anything into it. The Steelers had a day off yesterday. They had a practice today. They have one in front of people tomorrow. If you can get a guy like Ben a couple days off in a row this time of year with bonus training camp time, remember, this is all bonus round stuff, you take it every time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen a bunch of guys kind of take that route. You know, we still haven't seen Zach Banner since day one.
He's pushing something. He was out there.
He's working on the cart. Stephon too. It's another one that's working on his.
Stephon was on the sideline. Chooks has been doing other things. Not that there's anything wrong with Chooks, but they're
easing them into it. They've got a bunch of young guys there. They want to get a good look at a lot of those young players.
Yeah.
Because that's where the true battle is going to be. Who are those ninth, tenth offensive linemen?
Right. They know who the five are for the most part. At least the six. Let's put it that way. The Hall of Fame game and other things are going to separate. Anyway, no big deal. Ben not here. Ben will be back tomorrow by all accounts.